looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe, and I can take it with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
We have another Halloween-themed question to discuss this morning.
I do. So, Devin, are you a fan of haunted houses?
I actually am. There's this thing called House of Torment in Austin, and it's huge warehouse decorated like a haunted house. Actors have, you know, spooky, scary costumes, and they'll jump out and scare you, and I think those are super fun.
So you like to be scared?
I don't like horror movies and such, but I think the in-person experience is worth it.
Okay, that's fair.
What about you?
No, I do not like haunted houses.
Fair answer.
We had someone in my town, like elementary school, their family would turn their garage into a haunted house, and it was terrifying. Even if just like it was just a homemade haunted house, and that was scary. And then I went to Scream Fest at Canobie Lake Park when I was older, and that was terrifying because that was a legit haunted house. They had a bunch of them. And I was being chased around, and I did not like that, so I accidentally went out the emergency exit and did not turn back around. I left.
Out of there.
Yeah. Hey, they did their job well.
There was a neighbor.
I was sufficiently scared.
Well, there was a neighborhood near us that had something similar, like you were saying, in the garage. And I think they were dressed up as, like, surgeons, something spooky. Mm-hmm. And then they acted like they were doing an operation on the operation table, and they reached into this dummy, pulled out wet pasta spaghetti, and threw it into the crowd as if it was someone's guts, you know?
It's pretty good.
It was good. I think it landed on my dad's face, but pretty scary.
That's pretty scary. It's terrifying. They should dye, like, red or something.
There are some super fun neighborhoods that really go hard on Halloween, and I hope as an adult that I get to live in one of them.
Mm. You could be that house.
I could be the magic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That could be you.
So we just heard a little bit of Dominic Fike.
A few Dominic Fike songs.
Some more Wallows. We went off script a little bit, but I think we're going to head back to a few more Halloween-themed songs before we close out the morning.
Out, yeah.
Friends tell me I should move on. I'm lying in the ocean singing your song. Ah, that's how you sang it. Loving you forever can't be wrong. Even though you're not here, won't move on. Ah, that's how we played it. And there's this tonight.
Thank you. watching me now.
Thank you.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I've been Ooh. Thank you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it. Don't wait for it. Just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. Fox in the snow. Girl in the snow, where do you go to find someone who will do? Tell someone all the truth before it kills you. Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book tonight. Cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday.
said it.